thoughts. I don't know nothing to no one. A poor student told me there was more to math than this, and he don't belong to no one. I'm gonna drive to the sea, 4 hours away if I hurry, maybe three. I'm gonna drive down to the sea, and when you realize I'm gone, you'll know just where I'll be. Women who drink whiskey have sorrow heavy hearts, and women who drink rum, their lives been quartered into parts. Women who drink gin have learned when it ends, it never starts again. I'll have a whiskey, please. I'm gonna drive to the sea, 4 hours away if I hurry, maybe three. I'm gonna drive down to the sea, and when you realize I'm gone, you'll know just where I'll be. Just where I'll be. When you realize I'm gone, you'll know just where I'll be. The horses are coming, but the soldiers are going. My cheeks were all red with the thought of the motion. I'm gonna throw my collection into the ocean. Watch it wash, wash, wash away. The seagulls are crying and the crows are all crowing. I told myself I was going, but I knew I wasn't going. I'm gonna throw all my sorrows into the ocean. Watch them wash, wash, wash away. Well, I was running from something, but back then I didn't know it. My heart was all pounding and my face started to show it. I'm gonna throw all my sorrows into the ocean. Watch them wash, wash, wash away. And watch them wash, wash, wash away. And watch them wash, wash, wash away. This is the universe. I am the moon, and you are the earth. And the solar system is this living room. And this is the unichorus. There's infinite space between us. I wish they'd build a super highway for us to obliterate the distance that keeps us away. And this is another universe, where the past doesn't haunt us till we're dead. And everything is totally different from the first. And I don't have to repeat my mistakes forever in my head. And this is the unichorus. There's infinite space between us. I wish they'd build a super highway for us to obliterate the distance that keeps us. And this is the unibridge. Nobody ever kissed me like you did, to obliterate the distance that keeps us away.
That is three songs from Wisdom Tooth, which is Megan Day from Oberlin, Ohio. We heard Super Highway, another song called Wash Away, and she started off with a song called A Poor Student. Megan is touring right now with Jordan, and so how did you and Jordan cross paths?
Jordan and I crossed paths in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where I was living last summer, and he played with his band Polka Dot Dot Dot, and I played a show with them. I actually almost didn't play that day. I had a long day at work, and I sort of bowed out, and at the last minute, my friend dragged me along, and I'm so glad that she did, because I connected really well with all of the members of Polka Dot Dot Dot, and we've crossed paths a few times since, and Jordan asked me if I wanted to come on tour, so here I am.
All right. We've been talking all night long here as we're recording various bits, and it sounds like you've been all over the place, Megan.
Yeah, I started out in Texas, born and raised in Texas, spent a little stretch in Maine and then in New Mexico, and now I go to school at Oberlin College in Ohio, so I live in the town of Oberlin.
Okay, are you studying music there?
No, I'm not studying music there. I studied something entirely different from music, but it's great to be surrounded by a culture of music there at Oberlin.
You've handed me a couple of things here. You have some releases. Do you want to talk a little bit about those?
Yeah, sure. Those are just called 1 and 2. They're not actually for sale anywhere unless you come to one of my shows. And I made the packaging, and in that envelope, there's a postcard and a couple of short LPs, and there's a little zine that I made, and just a few other things, some knickknacks here and there. So hopefully if someone will come out to one of my shows, you can get one of those.
Okay, so it just kind of, I think by the time this show airs, the dates with Jordan will have wound up. Is there anything else in the near future?
I'm going to probably do a short East Coast tour in August, so you can find those dates online on my MySpace once they get posted.
Okay. And is that just myspace.com/wisdomtooth?
It's /OKWisdomTooth, letter okay. O, letter K, WisdomTooth.
Okay. All right, we're going to hear one more song from Wisdom Tooth before we're done. And what's this one called?
It's called Rodeo.
Due to some technical problems, we're going to go with the recorded version of Rodeo from Wisdom Tooth's disc number 1.
Song on the radio, on the radio.
together out of the ether. We came together out of the ether. And we were pulled from our planes because our pieces and our parts were attracted to each other by the gravity. Star, star, we came together out of the ether. And our molecules were mixed in a 2-to-1 proportion. We were twisted into rivers by our sheer aquatic torsion. We came together out of the ether. And we formed water. And we formed water. And we formed water. 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 This song with great reluctance, babe, it's harder than you know. And if you ask me once to leave, well then I'll go. 'Cause my old fishing lines come back to me without your heart in tow. And if you ask me once to leave, well, then I'll go. But it's no isolated system from which these bad winds do blow. And if you ask me once to leave, well, then I'll go. But if there's some great lesson in this sad tale, I'm guessing it will appear precisely in the epilogue. But I must tell you, brother, that you might soon discover that I'm not what you're wishing for, my friend. I ain't no princely frog. Let's take a lesson from our farmer friends and leave this field fallow. And if you ask me once to leave, well then I'll go. But baby, this ain't like that gin you drink. It's not as fast as slow. And if you ask me wants to leave, well then I'll go. But once you ring that bell of victory, you'll find it sounds hollow. And if you ask me wants to leave, well then I'll go. But if there's some great lesson in this fairy tale, I'm guessing that it will appear precisely in the epilogue. But I must tell you, brother, that you might soon discover that I'm not what you're wishing for, my friend. I ain't no princely frog. Now this ain't no silent sickness, it comes cawing like a crow. And if you ask me once to leave, well then I'll go.
That's Jordan O'Jordan on WCRS, performing two songs from his latest album, Carbon Cycles. Is that what it's called?
Yep, Carbon Cycles.
And we just heard Princely Frog and the what you call the preamble to the record, a short little song called We Came Together. First of all, we were talking a little bit in between songs off the air. Princely Frog has a story behind it regarding Karabar.
It does, it does. So my brother told me, I guess this, goodness, this was years ago now, that his friend Ron was opening up a bar. And this was after my first record, Not Style, Nor Season, Nor Heart-Handed Lesson, came out on CDR, Columbus Discount Records. And he said, yeah, this guy Ron, he really likes your record, and he's opening this bar, and he wants you to play a show. He wants you to be the first person to play on this new stage that he's built. It's a really nice stage and everything. And he said that Karabar used to be called The Dell, and it was this kind of premier jazz club in Columbus, and people like Sarah Vaughan and Dizzy Gillespie sang on it. And at the time, I was obsessed with torch singers, like Sarah Vaughan and Billie Holiday and the whole shebang, Keeley Smith, Doris Day. And I thought, whoa, if I think I'm any kind of songbird at all, I better have some chops, some torch song chops. And so I decided I needed to write a real sad torch song. And that's where No Princely Frog came from.
So you wrote No Princely Frog, and then did the idea for the concept that drives the record, did that come after a few songs were written?
It kind of did. I was writing all these songs, and I was about to move from Ohio to Seattle, and I was coming to terms with leaving my hometown and moving to a place entirely not where I'm from. And I had just gotten a degree in biochemistry and was trying to deal with ideas of chemistry and existentialism or whatever, you know, the idea of cycling carbon and this kind of love story between these two electrons kind of bubbled up. I was getting really into storytelling and cosmology, storytelling kind of tying back into, you know, human experience. And I thought, oh, well, what if love arises not from attraction of a person to another person, but what if it arises from the attraction of these two electrons that were once in the same molecule and got separated through cycles of carbon and breathing and eating and all this kind of stuff. And what if that We are just people full of these electrons that want to be close to these other electrons that they once knew. And it's kind of ideas of molecular memory. And then the idea of the album kind of came together. And on the album, there are these five songs called Parade of Echoes, which is a line I took from a Milan Kundera book, The Unbearable Lightness of Being. At one point, a character describes all these past relationships in his apartment as a parade of echoes. And I just thought, whoa, that image is perfect for this idea of all these individuals that you have encountered and loved, and maybe individuals in the future that you'll encounter and love, but you're in this single solitary moment, kind of that as a structure for this drama between these two electrons.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty heady. Yeah.
Yeah. I when one starts going down the concept record avenue, I figure you just are mired in your own thoughts, and you're like, well, what if I had this to it? What if I had that to it? And what's this other level of meaning? And it's a downward spiral.
But I can assume that more songs come more easily after you have the framework in place. I mean, was it easier for you to fill out?
Mm-hmm. I was writing a lot of songs with ideas of love and movement and molecules. So most of the album was written, and then there were a few songs, like We Came Together was kind of the introduction that you write after you've written the whole piece, and that kind of tied it together. And there were a couple little songs in there. There's a song called Come Now, Come Now, which is when the two electrons meet again, but they don't really know each other, and one's being kind of sassy, saying, listen, you've been away, like, I don't even remember you, why are you coming here, like, what is this, you know? And there were a few little pieces that tied the album together, like ribbon, you know, so that's slowly came together.
All right. Mm-hmm. And from the latter portion of the record, right now, after the electrons do meet up again, we have the song called Little Finger. Mm-hmm. And Jordan is going to play that for us right now.
Mm-hmm.
talk twice about the fall of civil things. I don't know if you heard me twice about the fall of civil things, but we both did survive. Are you told there must be some bit of truth in it? So let's grow our hair real long, and if we are lucky, it might take some root inside the sandy soil, beneath the arches of our tired foot, and send up from our weary feet nutrition so we'll never have to eat. But now we don't know what's gone. We don't know what's gone. We just know there's something that we can't put our little finger on. Maybe if we're clever, dear, we'll sort of gather our own clothes. Now, have you ever thought about constructing your own homemade clothes? Traditions we'll throw thread upon. We'll stitch ourselves an octagon of silk. And in this raiment, we'll thus run like mummers, make a masquerade, recruiting other revelers, condensing into a parade that sweeps through Sunset City streets and trash bags and old tattered sheets again. But still, we don't know what's gone. We don't know what's gone. We just know there's something that we can't put our little fingers on. So let's blow up big balloons and send them soaring into outer space. Then just before they're out of reach, we'll grab on, soar up into space. Who cares for stupid oxygen? We'll die and just begin again from here. And maybe in our second time around, we'll both be bumblebees. Now can you just imagine us two, both as baby bumblebees? That rabbit queen, she says, hurry up, we'll sip from every flower cup in town. Cause man, she don't know what's gone. She don't know what's gone. She just knows there's something that she can't put her little feeler on. But if our honey life don't suit us, let's be killer whales instead. Now wouldn't that be super sweet if we were killer whales instead? Just swimming through those seas and sounds, passing time by eating pounds of fish. Or water, yeah dear, let's be water. Simple polar molecules will bounce around, bond with other simple polar molecules, interact by seeming chance, involved in anatomic dance, so sweet. But still, we don't know what's gone. We don't know what's gone. We just know there's something that we can't put our little fingers on. Oh, still, we don't know what's gone. We don't know what's gone. We just know there's something that we can't put our little finger on.
Yeah, that is Little Finger by Jordan O'Jordan, my guest this week on the show. And we got one more song before Jordan's done. Jordan, you're currently on the road right now?
Currently on the road. Kind of on the road forever, if possible. And I'm calling it Permatour, which kind of plays off the idea of permaculture and sustainable interactions and also permanent. So I just finished up school and have been touring kind of part-time for a long time. And now I want to tour as much as possible full-time.
All right. Mm-hmm. So people can go to your MySpace to check out the latest dates.
Yep. It's MySpace/JordanO'JordanMusic. And that's O just the letter.
Okay. And then you mentioned earlier that your other little group, Polka...
Mm-hmm.
is hitting the road in November.
Yeah. We'll be touring in November and December. We'll be in Ohio around Thanksgiving time. So we'll probably be playing around here in Columbus.
Okay, great. Yeah. Okay, so if you want to polka... I'm holding in my hand Love Letter to...
New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. And that is on Bicycle Records.
Mm-hmm.
And
They're out of Olympia.
You have something to do with Bicycle Records, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I work promotions for Bicycle Records. It's kind of a collective of people in Olympia focusing on local Northwestern artists. Just a do-it-together kind of mentality. We all have different skills, and we're bringing them together to help each other out. A rising tide lifts all ships kind of thing, you know.
Okay. And Carbon Cycles is out on, what's the name of the record label again?
Electricity Lust, which is another Olympia-based label. They've put out a Polka Dot 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 7-inch before this, and now they're putting out Carbon Cycles on CD and vinyl. And then they'll be putting out the new Polka Dot 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 record on vinyl as well.
All right. So if you can't find it in your local record stores, just go to those respective websites and order yourself some great music.
Yeah.
All right. We've got one more song, and you're going to do a special cover version of a Townes Van Zandt song for us now.
Yeah. Poncho and Lefty. It's one of my favorites.
Living on the road, my friend, was supposed to keep you free and clean. But now you wear your skin like iron and your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only son, but a favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. And you drift into her dreams. Poncho was a bandit, boys, with his horse as fast as polished steel, where he wore his guns outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know, in the deserts down in Mexico. Well, who heard his dying word? Well, I guess nobody knows. But all the federales say that they could have had him any day. They only let him get away. Out of kindness, I suppose. But Lefty, he can't sing the blues now all night long like he used to. Well, the dust, the poncho bit down the south, well, it ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid old Poncho low, now Lefty split for Ohio, and where he got the bread to go. Well, I guess nobody knows. But all the federales say that they could have had him any day. They only let him get away. Out of kindness, I suppose. But the poets tell how Poncho fell and Lefty. He's living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold. Well, that's how this story ends, we're told. Well, Poncho needs your prayers, it's true, but save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old. But all the federales say that they could have had him any day. Well, they only let him get away. Out of kindness, I suppose. A few great federales say that they could have had him any day. They only let him get away.